Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The pictures have got small.
Your first one's on us.
Hey, it's comedian Don Jameson. I want to say congratulations. 101 episodes of my favorite podcast, Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I mean, I've listened to everybody. I've listened to Maron, Rogan, Corolla, whatevs. Nothing's better than Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I think it's the chemistry of the two hosts, you know. Two super talented guys who are great friends of mine. You know, of course, Steve Byrne and Tom Riccobono. Steve Byrne's he's done so many great Comedy Central specials and sitcoms, and Tom Riccobono, you know, work with him up in the Poconos, and he does the song parodies, and both those guys are just amazing. And Mark Riccadonna and Richie Byrne. Anyway, two of my congrats.
The great Don Jameson. Welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling, folks. Oh boy.
It's going to get ugly.
I'm your host, Mark Riccadonna, with me as always,
Richie Byrne,
who's also going to be a bartender today, it looks like.
Hey, it's a special one. It's a special show.
This is a very special show. I can't believe it.
Special drink.
All right, so let's just cut right to the chase. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a little Absolute Martini.
Absolute.
I'm pouring it now. So got a little lemon in there because I don't like olives. How about that?
Okay, so you'd go lemons. How do you prepare the? Is it just cold vodka, or do you put any vermouth?
Well, I put in vermouth.
Dry.
What I do is put the ice in, drop the vermouth, shake it up, spit it out, get rid of it.
So you then line the wall with a little vermouth, a nice.
Yeah. And then I bang in the vodka, shake it up, let it chill for a while, chill up the glass with some ice and some water, and
perfect.
Oh, it's Friday, baby.
You're like 008. And I am having our unofficial official drink of this episode, Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Because, folks, I haven't got unemployment yet. I just got the stimulus. It hasn't even cleared.
It's a party weekend. It's a party weekend. Happy anniversary, I guess we call this.
It is. Are we at 101 now?
We're like the Dalmatians. We're 101.
Yeah, anyone can do 100.
Anyone can do 100. We had a great show last night.
Our 100th episode was pretty badass. If you missed it, go back and watch it.
Yeah. With Trading Spaces, we had a great show with both Doug Wilson and Paige, and it was just great. And Doug even said, "Hey, I want to come back today," and because he's been a good friend to us, and he'll be on later. But right now, we got a bunch of friends.
We got a bunch of friends who sent clips. They sent us little love letters.
All of them former guests.
Yes.
But Doug will be out later, and we got hopefully Mike Keegan coming out later. But right now, can I introduce this?
Of course.
Our good buddy Carol Montgomery has something to tell us, Mark. Let's see what she has to say. Carol Montgomery.
Hey, guys. It's Carol Montgomery. And they asked me to say something nice about Mark and Richie's 100th episode. And I got nothing. Sorry, guys. I mean, Richie Byrne, please. What a fucking hack. I mean, the only reason this podcast is even happening is because Riccadonna is the brains behind the organization.
you're laughing. It's funny to you.
She was always my favorite guest.
She
I actually asked her to make sure she roasted you extra.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, I never liked her. I never liked her. Miss Showtime now. She's got her own Showtime special. She thinks she's hot shit now. So that was sweet.
That was very nice.
We've had Carol on. Carol's kind of like our Tom Hanks to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, she can come on anytime she likes. She's such a great friend of the show. And, congratulations to her on 2 Showtime specials in, 3 years?
And I think they have another one they're working on.
Nothing but love for Carol. But we have another video that I'd like to bring up. He was a guest earlier this week.
This week? He killed it. Killed it on Wednesday.
Great. Such a good episode. He's one of my favorite guys. He's such a sweetheart. Folks, Tim Crompier.
Hey, Mark, Rich. It's Tim Crompier wishing you guys a happy 100th episode. Great job. I know you two fat-faced alcoholics could do it.
I don't know what he means.
These glasses don't even fit my fat face anymore. It makes me think of Chris Roach. What would he say?
Peace. That's all he sent. That's all he said. That was Chris Roach's testimonial to both of us right there. He didn't give a shit.
Hey, Richie and Mark, congratulations on 100 years of quality podcasting, and thank you for having me as your guest. Thanks, Joel.
Nobody delivers the straight line like no. that, man.
And also, he's thinking about the future. You know, he's like, hey, I need work, and Joel books clubs. So,
Richie,
hey,
Mark,
thanks,
ain't
Joel.
Got shit.
We should bring Joel out. Where is Joel?
Let's bring Joel out.
There What's up, fellas?
What's How up, Joel? You? Thanks for dressing.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's a big episode for us.
It is. Look at me. Look at Mark. Look at what Mark and I, we're dressed to the nines here.
From the waist up.
Maybe.
Is there you any wanna... proof that could say otherwise?
I don't hate it.
You want to see what I'm wearing?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here comes the big reveal.
You ready? Can you see this? Wait. It's my...
New York Giants boxer briefs?
Yeah, there you go, baby.
I'm just glad the turtle ain't peeking out of the cave.
Keep the turtle in the shell.
I believe we call that in the industry going Winnie the Pooh style. Winnie the Pooh.
I'm Christopher Reeve's son. That's who I am.
Well, I'm very proud of you guys. Happy to have you guys on the network. I love you guys very much. 2 very talented guys.
Well, you're like trying to get off here, aren't you, Joe? You're like, all right. That's enough of Joel. Yeah. Jesus, what was that?
Yeah, bring on the talent.
Wow. I mean, wow.
He did what I think they call the Irish exit. He bailed before we could say goodbye. We'll be back out.
He'll be back. Yeah, he'll be back. Now, we've had some great guests.
Some big names.
And I remember starting this out and everything. And then when we went this format, you know, we were nervous about, can we keep the audience? Are we going to get an audience? And then we reached out to Anthony Rodia.
Oh, my God.
And he just blew the audience up, man. I mean, wow.
What a great episode. It was the highest watched, of course, because I wasn't on it.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a meeting that I couldn't move, and we didn't want to ask Anthony to move, so I came in late. It was a really funny show, though. I went back and watched it after the show.
He was great. He killed us. And I think he's going to kill us again.
Oh, boy.
Because let's see Anthony Rodia.
What's going on, people? I am comedian Anthony Rodia, and I want to congratulate Richie and Mark on their 100th episode. 100 episodes? Great job, fellas. Definitely a milestone to be proud of. And what can I say about you two? Mark, I actually have nothing to say because I really don't know you. Even when I was on the show, you came in late. You were on for like 10 minutes. I do remember you had some pretty nice paintings in the background. Kind of looked like Picasso went to Woodstock, but they were nice. And Richie, my man, not only are you a very talented and hysterical comedian, but you look exactly like Hulk Hogan if he decided never to be a pro wrestler or work out and like decided to open up a gutter cleaning service. I don't really know if that came off as a compliment, but I love you, bro. And congratulations to you both.
Wow. Wow. I love Picasso went to Woodstock. It's so dead on,
yeah.
You know? And so's Hulk Hogan if he never wrestled.
Yeah. Well, you shaved, though. You shaved.
I did. I know. I look more like Hulk when I had the beard.
Yeah.
The beard's gone right now. All right. So we... That was our most watched guest.
Yeah. That was such a great, great guest to have on. And I think we've got to get new viewers. And that's a big deal for a podcast.
Yeah.
Great fans.
Yeah. But we also had what we did when we decided to go with the 5 nights a week. We talked about it. We said, do we really want to do 5 comedians a week?
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to get a little bit of the same thing. How the same started. And, you know, what's your favorite club? Whatever. And we said, well.
You had a great idea.
Well, one of the nights kind of fell into its own, and that was Corona Monday, because we had Jimmy Cano on. And, he made a video, and we didn't get it. We had Jimmy Cano on from his hospital bed when he was suffering with COVID. He had the coronavirus. And so every Monday we said, let's do something dedicated to coronavirus. I'm actually proud of that, because we're not just trying to be funny all the time. You know what I mean?
We had serious guests.
Yeah, we've had some great guests. And then we thought, well, let's split up another night. And we came up with Thursdays to have show business Thursdays, because one of my oldest friends in the business was available to come on. He wanted to do the show, and we had to bring him back because he's a pain in my ass, and he's here now live. So give it up there from Trading Spaces, Doug Wilson. How about it? Let's Doug Wilson.
Oh my God. I was just trashing you big time with your commentary. Everything that you were saying, I was like countering something else.
Well, that's what we do in real life, fucker. So, thank you for being on the show.
You had to go there.
I don't know if you guys get along like siblings or like an old married couple.
I'm not sure either.
All I know is I love watching you.
I just have to say, if we're an old married couple, Richie is the bitch.
You know what I think we're like?
Guilty.
I think we're like the two old guys from the Muppets.
Oh, yes. We don't know. Are they homosexual? Are they heterosexual?
I don't know, but you know how they heckle? The difference between you and me and them is they heckle everybody else. We heckle each other.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, Statler and Waldorf. Right. What are you, Doug, I was about to say, are you drinking? But you've already proven that. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Svedka and the Polar Spring, you know, sparkling whatever.
Svedka,
I was drinking before. Excellent. I was drinking Dutch Craft, which is my favorite vodka. Can you get me a, you know, endorsement?
Yeah, I'm sure if you mention it, if you say it 3 times, they'll give you, they'll send you 3 bottles.
Yeah, well, that's what Trump does, so whatever, you know.
Oh, look, you had to get political. Well, congrats. Listen to me. Thank you for being on our show here, man.
No, that's it?
I'm posting you. Get you drinking. God almighty.
Oh. I hate you.
So Doug, we've known each other. What?
I'll be in the treehouse if you guys need me after dinner.
You were hysterical.
What did you say?
I said, I'll be in my treehouse if you guys need me after dinner. I don't like watching mommy and daddy fight.
I know. That's what we look like right now. So how are you holding up, Doug, with the whole virus and everything? Everything, you know, the quarantine.
You know what? I've been going out more and more. You know, New York has sort of lifted up, even though not, you know, technically, but people have gone out to the parks more and more. I go out almost every day and shoot Central Park with my camera because I want to document, because it's been a great time to see Central Park. You know, I'm talking serious now, not our bullshit. And it's been great to photograph the park in its natural environment. But now things are filling up.
People are out. Have you seen more people?
People are out and people are not wearing masks. And it's like, you know what? I don't understand that. It's such a simple thing. And when I was out on Saturday or whatever, this past week, like the police gave me a pack of masks, 5.
Really?
And, you know, sent me off on my way. I mean, we actually in New York City are having the means to get protection. I don't know how that happened because it wasn't Donald Trump, but, you know, who knows how it happened.
Well, so are we okay now with masks? Like suddenly, I mean, there was that whole time where we don't have masks. We don't, like, are the hospitals getting, I don't know why I'm asking you, are the hospitals getting masks now?
No, no, no. I think if you go online, people are still struggling.
I mean, I guess the masks have to be specific.
You need the N95s, the surgicals and whatever. So there's a whole variation of what you need to protect the certain individuals who are doing certain tasks within, you know, the hospital. But the biggest thing is N95s. And,
right.
You know, our administration, you know, and, you know, Jared Kushner is like, well, you know, these are ours. I mean, like, are you freaking kidding me? These are ours?
Look ours, at, really? Ours. Are you getting political?
I so am.
Great. Great, Doug. Happy anniversary. Fuck the government. So it's our 100th show. You were our 80th guest. You were guest number 80. You were episode number 80.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you regretting this 100th, you know, bring back?
What?
Are you regretting me being back?
I'm regretting having Mark on the show.
I don't blame you on that one.
I just want this to be all about me.
Well, you know what? That's how I lived with you for nearly like 30 years. It was all about Richie and his comedy in a car talking, you know, like running his routines. And I'm like, oh my God, can I just fall asleep? But no, he kept talking.
I will say he's not usually, I'll call Doug out on his bullshit, but you are one of the few people that I actually did when I was starting out, sit in a car and work material out on you. And I hate when comics do that. But back then, great. I was new.
And it was great. And I actually loved it until I fell asleep. but when I was...
You mean like this segment?
No, but you know, the fact of the matter is then you, after I watched all of your routines and supported you in a car as a captive audience, you ask me to go to some like comedy club and pay money to watch it again.
Yes, I did.
And that is all of comedians. They're like, I'm going to do this for you and, you know, whatever, but I want you to come and pay to see it again.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God. I hated you for that. Well, I really want to say that.
Well, we made you pay us to be on this episode. So
what am I getting?
No, you're paying us, fucker.
Oh,
All right, listen. Listen. Yes. You're a great friend to me, and I begged you to be on the show, and you were so funny when we did episode 80, and you were so great last night with Paige. Thank you so much for setting up the Paige, because Doug, really, Mark, Doug and Paige were our 100th episode, right? Yeah. And yes. You guys were so great last night, and
thank you. You know what, Paige and I, we are like brother and sister. Maybe we bopped once, but you know, nobody has to know about that.
Well,
you know,
no one will. Secret.
No, we never did. We never did. We actually never did.
Okay. Thank
I
you
don't believe that. It if you said that about Richie, though.
No, I bopped Richie. Oh my God. Hundreds of times.
He's doing that right now, Mark.
Ask Cindy. Cindy was like coaching the whole thing.
Okay.
All right, I'm done with you guys.
It's good thing we taped this ahead of time, Doug.
I know.
Well, that was Doug Wilson.
Well, it just got personal.
Wow. Wow.
Richie.
So that was Doug Wilson. From Trading Spaces, an old friend, an old theater friend of mine. And he's really taking the drinks part of drinks, jokes, and storytelling to heart, hasn't he?
I'm not going to lie, so am I. But
buddy.
Jesus. So we were talking about Showbiz Thursday, man.
Have you enjoyed that? Because that, you know.
I absolutely love it. I think it's so informative, and it's. It's fun for us because you and I are both from an acting background.
Right. And
having directors, actors, producers on, I think, is just giving us such a cool perspective. And you've brought on some really great people for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of our guests, Doug was our first, but then I was like, we got to get this girl. We got to get this woman who I went to college with.
Yeah.
And she was just... I was like, she's been in so many Broadway shows, and I thought she'd be interesting. To be honest, I mean, it was definitely me going, she'll be interesting. But I thought the crowd, I thought the audience might go, who cares? You know, where's the comics? But I got so many messages on Facebook about how great she was.
Because when you first brought her up, you just kept calling her by her first name. You just kept, my buddy. She's going to come on. I go, I don't know who your buddy is. And right. Then I looked her up. I asked you for her last name, and I looked her up and was like, holy crap.
Yeah. But
this
I didn't know.
Exciting.
I didn't know if the audience would care. And it was, they loved it. They loved all the talking about Broadway and about the theater and the work that goes into it. And she was a great guest. Janine LaManna. We're talking about Janine LaManna. And she made us a video. So
I can't wait to see it, man.
Yeah. Let's see Janine.
Hey, Richie and Mark, congratulations on your 100th show of Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. Oh my gosh, what a great, great accomplishment. Thanks so much for doing the show right now. We totally need it. And thanks for having me on episode 85. I had a blast. You guys are so funny. So anyway, wishing you hundreds more. All the best, my friends. You're adorable. Love you. Bye.
And who was Richie?
Richie Byrne. Remember, I told you. I made out with him in college once, and now he won't leave me alone. Whatever.
And who's Mark?
Mark Riccadonna. I don't know him, but seems like a total sweetheart. It's adorable. So sweet. Anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, crap, this is on. Shit.
What was that?
She is now my second favorite guest we've ever had.
What the hell was that?
So apparently there's a theme in this show. You're sleeping with everybody.
and everybody hates me and loves you. You know, can I just say, Janine was the one guest that I thought was going to, you know, come on, be nice, and that was going to be it. You know, everybody else is a comic and trying to be an asshole or whatever. Oh, my God. I like that she threw in that we made out once in college, though. That was cool.
Hey, man, that's going to give you some street cred.
But that was sweet. That was sweet. And who knew she'd have one of the funniest
videos,
tributes, right?
What do we have? 15, 16 comics make it that send us videos. She's so far the funniest.
Janine's rocking it. Janine Lamont is rocking it.
Then somebody who worked with her and also worked with you. This is a beautiful bridge. Is a great friend.
Because this is our other Broadway guy who's also one of the most incredible comics in the world. So,
yeah.
And that's Rob Bartlett. And Rob's got something to say.
Hi, I'm Rob Bartlett. You may know me from such TV shows as Fat Chance Pal, Pardon My Colostomy Bag, and Law and Order Traffic Violations Bureau. And this is my totally unscripted message for my good friends, Ricky Burns and Mike Belladonna, to wish them a happy 100th anniversary. Wow, 100 years. And they said it wouldn't last, am I right, ladies? I don't know what the traditional symbol is for a 100th anniversary is, but whatever it is, it certainly needs ironing. I think it's a wonderful thing that you two have stayed together this long. I'm inspired by your courage to last that many years, especially when you consider gay marriage wasn't even legal until about 10 years ago. But love knows no boundaries. Unless, of course, you're dating a fat chick. Am I right, ladies? Working together this long on the worldwide interweb is quite an accomplishment in itself. The Dirty Jokes and Beer show that you two host is a gem. A real jewel. A cubic zirconia all the way. Despite that you two, despite your physical abnormalities, are brave enough to show your faces in public is a testament to the power of there just not being enough content out there for people to see. But I'm thankful for the Dirty Jokes and Beer show. I don't know why you call it that. You know, just call it a couple of fat white dudes sitting around talking, because that's what it is, especially when I was a guest. Which, if I wasn't drunk and hadn't had a last-minute cancellation of my AA meeting, I never would have done. But the Lord works in mysterious ways. And it's sure a mystery to me why anyone ever watches this thing. But nevertheless, congratulations. And here's to 5 or 6 more. And I mean that from the bottom of my pants. Am I right, ladies?
It was such an intellectual, way of insulting us.
I mean, my God. you know what blows me away about Rob is that he's so great freestyle, that you're sitting there going, how much of this did he write ahead of time? How much is he ad-libbing?
He's riffing.
And I mean, just going back to, am I right, ladies? In my pants. Am I right, ladies? You know, I mean, just wow. I mean, that was incredibly funny.
Oh, I love it. To be insulted by such a upper echelon of a...
It's Rob Bartlett. First of all, we got Rob Bartlett to do our show. Right. And then we got Rob Bartlett to make a video
making fun of him. And he called us the wrong names. I'm completely fine with that.
Just the fact that he was in the ballpark of our names.
What a great.
That's the one part that I don't think he was joking. I really think he doesn't know who we are. I love, what was he calling it? Dirty Jokes and Beer? What was
Dirty Jokes and Beer or Two Fat Guys?
I mean, how great a guest was he? I mean, do you remember that night? He just kept going.
It's the best, you know, stories of show business.
I think he did our longest show. We did have your friend on beforehand, but he went for over an hour just nonstop, man. Do you remember that? It was like, and just stories about, and we realized he could have come back and the next night and done another 3 hours. You know what I mean?
To have that power and to know you can tell the story so well and have that history of having tremendous stories. That was just such an amazing episode. Anyone who missed it, go back, watch it. It's unbelievable.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. I mean, he's so gifted, you know, he's just so gifted and he just destroyed you and me. I'm so honored.
Yeah.
To be destroyed by Rob Bartlett. You know what I mean? I'm just honored by that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to have somebody of that level even acknowledge our existence.
Now, you and I get a lot of... And how can I say this without sounding... You and I get a lot of the guests we get because people seem to like us, you know? Yeah. And sometimes I get the guests and sometimes you get the guests. Now, when it's my, and we'll say people don't, before the show starts, you, I'll say, Mark, you take lead tonight.
Yeah,
or you'll say, Richie, take lead. Cause has there, what do you enjoy? Cause I do. Do you enjoy sitting back when it's one of my friends and you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
one of my favorite things. And I mean, it's even with just earlier with Doug and, you know, the guys that you have such a great history with. I love sitting back. I mean, seriously, this is like one of the greatest things in the world is I get to be a fly on the wall and hear you guys as if you were in a green room telling jokes and laughing and having a good time. And to me, that's what it's all about. I don't care to be the center of attention.
Right.
I like to be just outside of the spotlight, watching the spotlight.
Right. No, I understand because and what's weird, though, is you – you brought in some friends who I kind of know, don't know, whatever. And then I realized, oh my God, you know, I had a connection with them that I didn't even realize. Like Craig Gass is your friend. Craig Gass.
Yeah.
I love, yeah. I've known Craig Gass longer than you probably, but he's your friend.
Yeah.
And there was, if you haven't seen what Craig on the show, the video of Craig Gass, go see it, people. But also go back and listen to the audio. Do you remember the audio of Craig Gass? Was so great. I don't know
about Bill Murray at the
yeah, he was just great. But you brought on one guest that I knew the name, but I had never met her. And it's so funny because I still feel I've never met I still have never met her
in person.
But I feel like I know her because we did the show.
There was great chemistry. You guys really got along. And
yeah, and she read my cards.
And do you remember we were trying to make some jokes and people in the chat room were going, hey, let her talk. We can't wait to hear what she has to say next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're thinking let's like not make this too serious. And she's reading my life. She's reading my cards and shit. People are writing and we're trying to be funny and they're like, hey, shut up. Shut up. And she's a tremendous comic. And I was so – when you said, hey, I got Kate Wolf, I was like, oh, I know who she is. I know that, but I didn't know her.
Yeah.
And I'm – again, like shit like that, like Bartlett coming on and then, you know.
I never worked with him. I was supposed to work with him in Rascals. I never got to work with him. So when you brought Rob on, to me, that was like, oh, my God, I was supposed to experience this 15 years ago.
Really?
But never had the chance. So it was like such a great moment for me personally. Plus, he's an actor, a comic, which is, you know, what
you guys done it all.
So it was awesome to get to watch him speak and hope that my career can go in that direction. But it
was funny that you were look. Can you believe this? Doug Wilson's calling me.
Are you gonna pick up or go to mom?
I'm working. I don't think I'm special, Doug. Trust me. Listen, can I call you in about 20 minutes when I'm done doing the show that you were just on? No, we're still on.
Does he know that we think you're special?
He goes, I thought you were done. Yes, Doug. It's all about you.
I finished talking. It was over, right?
But anyway, my point was you brought on Kate Wolf. You said, hey, I want Kate Wolf. I didn't know Kate Wolf, but I knew you wanted her. And I was like, let's do it. Let's bring on Kate Wolf. And she killed. She was great.
Such a great guest.
And she actually wanted to send something to us. And you introduced her. She's your friend. So give her a big intro.
Oh, she's the best. She was not only a comedian, she's also a spiritual, I guess, motivator. I don't know the right word. But ladies and gentlemen, Kate Wolf.
Happy 101th. If that's even how you say it, anniversary on Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. So I'm not really the best at roasting, but I'm going to give it a shot. Mark and Richie, your pussies are definitely the loosest in the business. You are both so slutty, tampons just fall right out of you. Everyone calls you guys whores and cunty McHuntersons because that's how bitchy and loose you both are. I don't think I'm doing very well at this roasting thing. It looks like you both co-own an Italian restaurant together and you started a comedy night and then just really stuck with it. Anyway, happy 101 anniversary. Enjoy it because you're both never going to make it.
You know, she, when I told her about we're going to do this with clips, she was like, but I don't like roasting people. I go, yeah, but just, you can bust our balls, do whatever. And she goes, but Richie just seems so nice and I don't know him well enough to roast him. I can be mean to you. And I go, well, just include him in it.
Well,
she adores you and thinks you're such a
good guy.
Well,
I think it's funny that everybody else has been like really nice to you and treating me like shit.
I think she was really on to something, and it kind of was very truthful when she called us whores.
Yes. And I like the idea of the Italian restaurant. I think we need to talk about that.
Hey, listen, if I get out of this pandemic not in debt, I'm all about it.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
I think we're going to need a backup plan because I don't know when comedy's coming back. But speaking of comedy, I don't know if you know who we have next on the docket.
Wow.
We got a legend.
I do.
We have the legend.
And here's the thing. This is one of our double trouble guys. He did the audio show, and then we got him for the video show.
That's right.
And, he's a legend. He's probably my biggest influence in all the years of comedy. He loves you. And how could we have done this without asking this guy to do a little video? So go ahead and introduce him, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Rich Voss.
I want to congratulate Mark Riccadonna and Richie Byrne for their 100th episode on their dumb podcast. They've done more episodes than they have listeners. Anyhow, look, if I was not stuck in my house, believe me, I would not be doing this. I am too important for this, but I figured, what the hell? Now you guys owe me. This is like prison. We're in prison, and now you owe me. So if I come to your cell and I want a Snickers bar or I want a bowl of cup of soup, you guys owe me that. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this because I care about your dumb podcast. I have a podcast, and even that podcast is dumb. Anyhow, there you have it. You see, I have sneakers in the background. Okay, whatever you got to say about that, big deal. I have sneakers. I got to go do some yard work. Please, for the love of God, lose my number.
Now, okay, two things about that. Number one, because Doug called me, I've moved my phone and put it over Rich Voss's name. So I thought it was our next guest.
So you said all those nice things.
I said all those nice things about the wrong person, number one. Number two, I wouldn't have even noticed the sneakers if he didn't. You know that he was looking at it going, oh, if it were me, I'd be killing these sneakers. Meanwhile, I would have never mentioned the sneakers except that he brought it up.
So here's what we'll do. You talked about Rich after the video and Joey before it. So now I'll do Joey.
All right.
So the next guy we're going to bring out that he sent a video in is a very important person in your life because
again,
he's the godfather of warm up.
Yes.
You know, he is the man when it comes to warm up stand up comics. And as we all know that you work with on the Dr. Oz show, he's also
he got me the job.
He's really one of the greatest stand-ups out there.
And apparently the second biggest influence in my career next to Rich Voss.
And when you said my biggest influence, I was kind of going, your act is nothing like Rich's. But okay, I'll go with you on this journey. I've worked with him a bunch in Long Island and in the city, but I got to tell you, the time I got close with Joey was working the road with him. And we would take walks on the beach, and the guy's very spiritual. He's a very sweet person.
Yes.
He really dearly cares about comedy and about the comedians he works with. He's one of the most poetic guys out there. You listen to his act and you realize how smart, intelligent, poetic this man is. Folks, Joey Cola. Joey Cola sent us a video.
Happy 100th episode. I'm still cleaning up dog shit.
Can I just say, far and away, the most original video of anybody.
He's such a great, smart comic. And then that was the video. I was dying.
Yeah, come on. That was great. That was great.
That. Oh. The guy can talk to you about all kinds of spiritual things that have changed his life.
Right.
And then he sent us him cleaning up dog shit.
Right. Which is really his lot in life, if you think about it. I mean, it really is.
Oh, another great Long Island guy who sent us a video, and he's a very good friend of the show.
Yeah.
And everybody here.
Very good friend of both of us.
Yeah, and even our producers, Joel and Joey. This guy is just such a great spirit, a good person. Chris Monty.
Hey, I'd like to give a special shout out to my boys, Richie Byrne, Mark Riccadonna, and Soul Joel Richardson on their 100th episode of Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I wanted to make this as sincere as possible, but I'll be honest with you. The only reason I'm doing this video is because Richie Byrne texted me about an hour ago and begged me to make a congratulatory video. It's so pathetic that I couldn't help but help out my friends. And I'll just have you know, I was the last guest on the audio version of the show. Since it's gone to video, no phone calls. Not one. Not even an email. Hey, bro. You want to do the show again? Congratulations, fellas. Hope you have 100 more, and maybe by then I'll make the video.
I love that. Here's the thing about Monty. The dude's so classy. He has some very loungy music playing in the background.
Yes.
Sipping some wine with us, enjoying the drinks aspect of it, keeping his voice down because he doesn't want to wake the child.
He and is
nails yeah. us.
Yeah. And he is the only one so far who got a drink. And you know what I mean? He actually had a drink when he made his video, which is cool. Very cool of him. You know, now do I think he did it because he goes, you know, there's, a show and they do drinks? No, I think he was drinking anyway. But it just, you know.
He's just a class.
Do you see that? Can I just tell the audience that in the private chat in the back, Doug?
Wait. Let's paint the picture. First of all, just so you know, our producer is so amazing. We have a chat that every once in a while, when you see Richie or I go like this, it's because we're communicating
with Joey and Joel backstage.
So we can prep stuff or let somebody know, hey, I got something to jump in. So we have this great private chat that we can have.
Right.
And I just wanted to paint that so they understand what you're talking about, because I know what you're about to say and you're about
to. I was about to say that Doug Wilson's in the chat driving me, just killing us. Just he's heckling us from the private chat.
That's how I know you two love each other.
Yes.
even off camera, you guys are busting balls.
But we're getting told in the chat that this is very cool. And I don't know how you want to handle this, but Kevin Flynn sent a video.
Yeah. Should we air it now or should we save it for another?
I think he said it's long and it said he has a special guest. So I'm intrigued.
So this is going to be, neither one of us had eyes.
We don't know anything about this video.
At the end of the episode, before the very last video, I say we play it.
So you want to wait? You want to wait?
Second to last, we should play it.
You want to wait? Okay. Then let's go to our next video.
Your next buddy. Video, we talked about him earlier.
I talked about him earlier. I love this guy. This guy is so talented. When you said, another double dipper, he did the audio show. And then we brought him in for the video. When you said, I could get Craig Gass, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that was like, wow.
Something that's, you know, crazy with Craig. And I love him because he's such a humble dude that he has no arrogance, air about him. He doesn't act like he's special. But that's the reaction I get whenever somebody's like, who do you want to bring to this thing? Or there's a lot of times I'm the only feature on the planet who brings his own headliners, by the way. But I'll get hired for like a corporate thing or a special event, and they'll go, who do you want to bring with you? And I'll go, I'm going to bring my buddy Craig Gass. And everybody goes, you're going to bring Craig Gass? I go, yeah, he's a real good friend of mine. You're friends with Craig Gass? And you forget that his celebrity, because he's such a great down-to-earth guy.
Right.
And last night I was on the phone with him till 3 a.m.
Oh, really?
He's driving cross country. So I stayed up with him and we were on the phone. He has to come back east and obviously he's not going to fly. So he's driving cross country to take care of some business that he needed, the personal stuff. And I tried to stay awake with him as much as I could. And he stopped and got a hotel. And that's when I knew it was time to go to bed. Tremendous guy. And he was talking so highly about the show last night when we were on the phone. But
That's nice.
The very funny, talented Craig Gass.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Craig Gass here, comedian. You might need to Google that. I was told to make a video and I was asked to roast you guys, which I'm not going to do. I don't think it's cool or nice. You know, I mean, are you guys ugly? Yeah, you're fucking horrifying. Are you likable? No. You're some of the worst pieces of shit I've ever met in my life. But I'm not going to roast you. I know that you wanted somebody bigger and you couldn't get them. Tracy Morgan was scheduled to do this. He apparently, you guys didn't have a budget for him. And all he was going to do was come on and go, I'm going to put a baby in your butthole. But you couldn't afford that, could you? No. Gene Simmons was going to do it. You couldn't afford him. All he was going to do was say, if you want to see my roast, it's going to cost you. Go to kissonline.com and click on my codpiece. Boom. Happy anniversary.
Oh, my God. Just watching him and then a different voice coming out of his mouth is just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a talented dude.
Yeah. You know, the first time I met him, I don't know if I told this on the show. He had called Dangerfields, the Tony Vivacqua, the owner. He had called him that day and pretended to be Sam Kinison and said he was alive. And he sounded so much like Sam that Tony believed it.
Oh my God.
He's like, and then he says, listen, I'm Craig Gass. I'd like to audition at your club. And Tony said, come down tonight. I want to see you. And he came down and got on it. And I think he passed. I don't remember. I'm sure he passed.
Yeah.
But then after the show, he didn't know. He had he didn't know where he was. He had never been in New York before. And I drove him to Penn Station because I think he was staying with a friend in Connecticut. And yeah. I just remember going, my God, that was like, what an amazing idea to call the owner and pretend to be Sam Kinison, who the owner was close with. And he sounded so much like Sam that the owner was like, you got to come down here. I got to see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, I never brought this up either when Don was on or Craig, but when we were in Portugal and Spain touring, we were doing American bases. There was a bunch of Spanish people who are fans of theirs who came to the base to see if they could come to the show.
Because really?
They saw online they were going to be there. That's how big their reach is as comedians. Like, to me, that's just such a cool thing that we're overseas, unadvertised show, and these people started showing up because they wanted to come see them. I can't believe we're friends with these people. That's what really blows my mind, watching these clips. And I don't know what the audience really thinks, if they love it or not. But
I don't know either. And you know what? This is about you and me today. This is about us. Yeah. This is very self-involved bullshit. And if the audience doesn't like it, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. I've been so depressed with everything going on in the world right now and, like, not knowing what's the future. I need it today. I think.
Yes.
And
well, I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's really lifted my spirits.
We even have
a return video.
We have a return video. This guy wanted to fuck with us so badly that he made two videos. And he was on the earlier show this week. He was on the show when? Wednesday. He was on the show Wednesday. He was tremendous. He made it so easy for you and I. We just sat back and let him go.
Those are my favorite shows. Those are my favorite shows where I just get drunk and laugh.
Yeah.
That's all I do for an hour.
But he felt he needed to. One video wasn't enough for him. He had to give us two.
Let's go for it. Tim Crampier, everybody.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Rich. It's Tim Crampier. Just wishing you guys a happy 100th episode and proving to everybody that functioning alcoholism really does work in America. Congratulations.
Cheers to
Cheers
that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Champagne of beers. Miller Lite.
There was no fat bastards in that one. That was good.
That was the most complimentary of the clips.
Yeah.
Everything else is you fat pieces of shit.
Well, we do have a couple more guests, and this is another double. She did both. She did the audio, and we brought it back for the video. And when
somebody who's really close to you, and I gotta be honest, I was friends with her, like, but colleagues, not friends. And since you brought her on the show, I feel like I am a friend.
She loves you.
She's such a sweetheart. But we were like just colleagues, not really friends until you brought her around. And now I feel very close.
I used to go out. She and I would go out and work together in the 90s and everything. And then when she actually brought me on her radio show after she did Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. And she and I had such a good rapport that the producer was like, can he come back every week? And for like 5 months, I was going on every Sunday night her radio show. And she's just such a good friend. And I just love her to death. And
lovely, funny, well-spoken.
Maureen Langan.
Hey, you guys, Langan here. Your producer, Joey, said, Maureen, you know what? Make a little video, make fun of the guys, dig deep. And I said, you know what, Joey, you don't have to dig that deeply. I want to tell you, Mark, I am so proud of you. I mean, I really am. I am so proud that you have finally learned how to speak into a microphone. It was only 100 episodes. You did it. And Richie, we can only hope that one day you'll stop screaming whenever you speak. But never stop singing, because I love when you sing. Here-a-lee, there-a-lee, everywhere-a-lee-a-lee. And collectively, maybe the two of you one day can chip in $10 each and buy me something to drink. Because since the day I met you, all it's been about you. Wine for you guys, whiskey, more whiskey, a bottle of whiskey as I trudge through the snow, the sleet, the storm to make sure you were happy. But you know what? It's all about you. And it really is today. Congratulations, 100 episodes. Really proud of you guys. Love you. Mwah!
Aww.
She's so funny. I love it.
She's the only one who found a way to make it warm at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
She kicked us in the nuts, but Kisten made it better.
Yeah, and then rubbed them. Now, listen. We only have a couple of videos left. And we have another guest.
We have a drop-in.
We have a drop-in. Who I said was going to be on, and then we didn't know what the hell was going on. Whatever, he wasn't showing up.
We're
going to
give him a lot of shit for that.
We are going to. We're going to kill him for that.
Let's do our joke while we have another warm human on the screen. We didn't do our joke of the day. It's
the
101st episode, and we didn't do the joke because we can't stick to a formula.
We didn't even.
We did our drink with Doug. Let's do our joke with Mike.
Well, wouldn't you think everybody on today has done the joke?
I guess that's
true. I think the joke of the day is us.
That's true. You know what?
How about that?
I like it.
Unless you have a joke, you really need to tell, brother. I think we're the joke of the day.
No. I think you're right. I mean, everybody's just coming on and ripping us apart.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy that for what it is.
All right. So we got a couple of videos, but we do have another guest. He has not done the video version of the show. He was one of the early audio versions of the show. And what happened was, I told a story in show four, about going out with him night, and I'm going to tell it again because here's what happened, and then we'll show the picture. This kid, I'm like, let's face it,
I'm his
Joey Cola. He'd be nowhere without me.
You're his guide. You're the guy who...
You froze. Oh, there you are. Yeah. Right. So
my Ethernet unplugged.
He'd have no career without me. And we all know that. So let's just say it. But I'm
with you, he's holding on.
So am I. So, but this kid grew up in East Meadow, New York. And we would go out a lot at night, hit the bars. And everywhere we went, everybody knew him. Because he grew up in the area. He's such a good kid. He's such a funny. So we'd go out, try and talk business, try and talk whatever. And everybody would be like, hey, Mike. And I got to admit, it bothered me that every time I went out with him, like, people noticed the opening act more than the headline. I didn't appreciate it, Mark. So one night, I said, let's go to a bar where no one's going to know either one of us because I can't take this anymore. So he mentions a bar. I go, all right, we'll meet at this bar. So I'm going to the bar. He gets there first. He's there before me. I walk in the bar. I go over to him, and there's a guy talking to him. And the guy's like, so what are you up to now? And what are you doing now? And I go, what the fuck is this? So I go up to the bar, and the guy is like talking a mile a minute. And the guy goes, man, I can't believe you're here, man. You are one of the funniest comedians I have ever seen. You might be the funniest. And the guy's talking, and Mike's head is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So now the guy walks away, and Mike goes, I don't know him. He saw me apparently somewhere, and he loves my act. So now we're talking. The guy comes back. And again, the guy's like, man, you are – dude, I can't believe you're here. And the guy turns to me and he goes, can you believe that you're hanging out with one of the funniest human beings on the planet? And I look over and Mike is just beaming.
So pissed.
Just beaming. And I look at Mike and I go, he thinks you're John Panette. And and I end up showing the guy YouTube video of John Panette. And the guy's going, I love this joke, man. So this became a running gag. I told this on episode 4. And then we brought him on episode 19 to fight me on it. So I'm glad we have video now so you people can see how much he really looks like John Panette.
And we also... we were just with Crompier talking about John Panette. Maybe we should pull a Craig Wednesday guest night. And have Keegan right. Show up to a gig as John Panette.
So, but he's here now to tell us again how I'm wrong. Give it up for old buddy. Give it up for Mike Keegan. Mike Keegan in the
Keegan.
House.
Keegan. There he is.
Hey, Hey guys, that guy definitely saw me live.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think he saw it.
Keegan, it's so good to
see
you.
Dude, now that you have the video though, and you were able to show the side by side, that was pretty impressive.
It was very impressive. We come prepared, bitch. We come prepared. Now, what are you doing? Why is this feed so bad?
I don't know.
Are you on your phone?
I'm on my iPad.
Okay. No, you're all right. Thanks for the hat. Good look.
You don't want to see my hair. I haven't been able to get a haircut in 2 months.
Me neither, bro. Hey, Mike had the virus.
Oh, my
God. I did have the virus. My parents had it. My girlfriend had it. Her kids had it. Her sister and her wife had it.
I think the most amazing thing about that is that you have a girlfriend.
Keegan, you're like the nicest guy in the business. And all you do is kick you in the nuts.
Nah, he's a dick.
Not on Facebook. On Facebook, you're a complete dick.
Thanks for getting me this far in the business, Richie, too.
What?
Thanks for getting me so far in the business also, Richie.
Yeah, dude, I am everything to you.
Come on, Keegan. You're like the king of the open mics now because of Richie.
No, I have two words for you, Mike Keegan. Soul Joel. Soul Joel.
You did but, where the are you? Soul Joel thing, but you also got me banned from Theater 3.
Yeah, it was all me. So how are you, man?
Doing well. Everything's good.
Recovered, breathing good.
Breathing's good. It's back to normal. I take my daily walks now.
Yeah, how long are you walking? How far are you walking?
Been working. About a mile and a half a day.
Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be more. I'm still getting my breath back from the virus, but
yeah.
But
I'm walking every day.
You look great.
What?
You look great. I like the suit. I know you're wearing a suit. You're definitely not wearing pants. I
no, we did this already, but I'll do it again for you.
Show the photo. Show the photo of him coming out.
Wait. Look.
Oh, wow.
Look, there's a photo of him coming out of the
Giant's underwear, bro. Giant's underwear.
I'm sure.
Which is giant underwear.
I'm sure the family that owns the Giants have never been so proud.
The Maris and the, yeah.
All of my underwear are giant.
Yes. Let me tell you something. The Giants, the last couple of years they played, that they played like they were right up my ass. So
it's true.
So you're saying the Giants didn't cover your ass in the betting scene.
Thank you. Well, just I'm sorry, Mark. Congratulate us on the 100th episode.
Wait, you're a gentleman.
Mark had a great joke, but yeah, congratulations. You guys are the best.
This is technically our 101st episode, but
you made it to 100. Nobody would have thought you would have made it that far.
No, so, no. Especially us.
Not because you're good, because of your health.
We hit about 60 and thought it was over.
Well, Mike, thanks for afraid stopping in. Fall. I'm trying to get rid of him. Thanks for stopping in. Because, man, I got to tell you, the next time you come on the show, like, at least go upstairs and get by the router or something, because this is the worst fucking feed.
Yeah.
See, who'd have thought you'd have trouble with a feed? But
it's a very special day when Richie is the most tech-savvy one on the show.
I've come a long way.
I cannot believe how you got rid of your AOL account. You
I've
quit using the
way.
Prodigy discs to get online. Joey has set you up, buddy.
Yes, I've learned a lot from Joey. We should bring Joey on really quick.
Yes.
Joey, come on and say hi to everybody.
Our amazing producer.
Hi, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Listen.
We've done 36 episodes together. 38 episodes together.
Is that where we're at? 38?
And
everything started taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have somebody who's tech savvy.
Yeah.
That's when I started drinking at night, yeah.
Anybody watching, it's Joey's fault that this is still on the fucking air. It's Joey's fault. You've been a godsend.
I appreciate that, Richie.
Thank you so much for being here. And we got to move on because I can't believe we're over an hour here, Mark.
We're almost at the end.
I can't believe it.
Before we bring out, speaking of tech-savvy people, our next guest has you know, hundreds of thousands of followers.
Ridiculous.
Meanwhile, had no idea how to get online.
Yeah.
This guy couldn't get online with us.
You're right. I forgot about that.
He goes viral during the virus, and he doesn't know how to get on our...
It was a pain in the ass getting online with us. You're right. I forgot about that.
But you know what? He's one of the funniest guys in the business. So anything at all that remotely was a pain in the ass is all forgiven.
Yes.
He's a very good friend of yours. I want you to bring him out.
I love this guy. I've known him 30 years. Just so many memories, so many days working together or whatever. And about, 7, 8, 10 years ago, he hit it big. And I couldn't be happier, couldn't be a better guy in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Vic DiPetetta.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiPetetta. Congratulations to my buddies, Richie Byrne and Mark Riccadonna, for their 100th episode of Jokes, Storytelling, and Drinks. Something like that. Did I get it right? Who cares? Anyway, you realize that the idea is to get more viewers than episodes, right?
With the signature look at the end.
I know. And I love how this short and sweet.
Oh.
Get it out. Get it over with.
He knows, man. You go in, you nail it, you get out.
Yes. I mean, the guy's been doing comedy 35, 40 years, whatever. So he knows. Listen, what are we doing here?
First of all, let's bring out our other producer, Joel, again, and thank him for being such a great dude.
All right, buddy. I wasn't done. I was just asking what we were doing here.
No, I know, but before we get to the last two videos, I think it's important we bring out Joel. Thank him. Well, he believed in us from the very beginning when we had an idea.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want to talk about that idea really quick. Joel,
he wants to change the whole thing now.
Both of you have to go away. Joel had a meeting, and I wasn't even signed to you yet. Joel had a meeting with his client, and he asked me to come to the meeting, and he wanted to start a tour. And we went to some bar in the city. We had lunch or dinner, whatever.
We had drinks.
Off the wagon in the village.
Yeah, off the wagon, right. And it was all your clients. And then afterwards, I was meeting a friend, my friend Tim Sullivan, who's worked with us on so many things now. I was meeting him across town. And Joel had this idea for a tour. And I thought Tim might have some ideas about how Tim's in PR. So I thought Tim could help. So we went over. And Mark, you and Joel are driven together. So you came with us. And we went over to talk about this tour. And Tim started telling a story about me doing warm-up at Oz. And a woman who was getting a transvaginal, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he was getting the story wrong. And I was interrupting him and telling how the story went.
Nobody's going to believe you were interrupting him.
What?
Nobody will believe you were interrupting him.
So the next day, Mark called me. And he said, you're one of the best storytellers I know. And you should be doing a podcast about storytelling. And I said, I'll only do it if you're on it with me.
And I said, deal.
And we called Joel. And Joel was like, let's do this, boys. And, I mean, it's just been one of the best experiences in my career, without a doubt. Maybe the best. So, I mean, thank you guys for all of that. Because it's been a great – Doug Wilson is still fucking calling me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Group text.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
but
we're a family, man. Ups, downs. We're still here.
We've been through so much, and we when the pandemic hit, we were like, we had just gotten back to doing shows with the comic strip, doing the audio, and Joey had bang. We could do it this way, and this way is so much greater, and we've had so much fun. Yep. So I didn't mean to interrupt, Mark, but I just wanted to make sure I got that in, that this was all Mark's idea. That's my
It was my idea. And Joel made it happen, and Richie is the talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Drinks, Jokes, and Stories.
No, we're not done.
All right, well, just bang me out.
Yeah. How funny is that? Do you know what's funny about that? We technically only have Vinny Nardiello left, and Joel tried to cut him out of the show.
But we had plenty. In the middle of doing this show, we got a video that came up, and we haven't got to watch it yet. But he's such a good friend of the show's that I think we should play it unwatched. Who knows what he's about to do? But he was a guest on, was it last week?
And he killed.
He's one of our favorites. We spent a weekend with him out in Nantucket. We've hung out with him. He's one of the guys, and he's in the Vic Henley School and the DC Benny School of guys who influenced me. And I got to be honest, just his stand-up and who he is on and off stage has influenced me. So I hope I'm not building him up too much that then he shits on us really hard. But, folks, we got the video with Kevin Flynn, everyone. Kevin.
God, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so... And, like, I don't have enough to do. I've got to do something for the name of this podcast is like Drunks, Hacks, and Making Shit Up. Their podcast. Have you heard of it?
I got asked to do it once, and I got all choked up because the vomit got stuck in my throat.
Yeah,
it's a train wreck. It's just Jesus.
Yeah. I've never heard of it, and I've been on it twice, I think. So that's.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for them, I would say. Yeah,
they have like 100 of them. This is like the 102nd one. And I can't believe they had two.
You'd think after the first time, and they got all—I'm sure they got some negative reviews. You'd shut that shit down. Why would you keep it? They've shown tenacity because most guys would have quit by now. Clearly,
well, there's no reason to quit because nobody even knows it's out there. I mean, what do you mean reviews? Who reviewed it? Their mothers? My God,
it's Mark Riccadonna and Richie Crash and Burn, and it's Jesus.
Riccadonna's too nice. I don't buy it. He's a very nice guy, but he's the type of guy like, oh yeah, nice. Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, man. And then you go to his house. He's probably got dead hookers and puppies in his basement buried.
Yeah,
you know?
He's creepy dude. We do a tour called the No Apologies Comedy Tour, and at the end of the show, he has to apologize because he sucks so bad. That's pretty bad.
Right, that's the
and
that's
Richie the, Crash and Burn. I mean, I've seen Richie. He does the warm up, I guess, for Dr. Oz and some other shit.
Yeah.
God bless him. But I mean, you put a mic in front of him, and it's like,
Good night, Irene. Exactly. Like, you know, here's the thing with Richie. He's been doing that Dr. Oz bullshit for so long. Guy actually thinks he's a fucking doctor. So that's to me. He goes, no, I know everything now. I can, you know. And I was trying to get I needed a physical. And for an insurance policy, he's like, I can do that. I'm certified. I'm like, what? So I have to get a prostate check. Right. And so I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know, fucking save me $150. Right. So I bend over, you know, and he sticks his finger in my butt and he goes, hey, now, by the way, Kevin, you know, one of the inadvertent reactions to this procedure is an occasional erection. And I'm like, dude, I'm not getting an erection. He goes, yes, but I am. Which was odd because it was a wreck, and it wasn't even his finger.
I was gonna say, are you sure it was his finger?
No, I think it felt more like his thumb. I gotta be
those
honest.
Two together are to the podcast what you know Hitler and Mussolini were to the Jews. It's they shouldn't even do it. It's I listen to it and I feel like a baboon has raped my eardrum, and then I gotta have that squishy sound in my ear for an hour afterwards. I've stumbled upon it a couple times and couldn't wait to just end it. Right away.
I'm sorry you have to work with him, huh? That's you work with both of them or just Mark?
Stiller and Mira were funny, and they're still funnier than, and they're dead. That's not good.
And Jerry's passed away, by the way. Yeah. You know why he died? He heard their fucking podcast. Yeah, that's right.
Probably what happened. Yeah.
That was the last thing he said. He turned to his daughter Amy and said, shut that shit off. And then he died like that. So and
Mark Riccadonna, I looked it up. Riccadonna is an Italian word meaning Donna has rickets, and I think Donna's his mother, and she had the rickets when she was pregnant, which explains a lot. So I feel bad kind of bashing him knowing
lack of vitamin D. I think rickets, right?
Probably. Yeah.
And I tell you, one person who doesn't have rickets or scurvy or beriberi is fucking Burn. That boy hasn't missed a meal in fucking whenever.
He's one of my favorite up and leaving comedians. He really is. That guy, He's got a big mouth, but that's because his mother has huge nipples. And you know that. You've seen his mother's nipples. Everybody's seen his mother's nipples.
Right,
Jesus.
Right. Yeah. And not two. I've seen one of them, not both. She kind of teases that way. But, you know, they say the Irish can't cook, but fucking Richie, look at Richie. Boy can eat. So, all right. So why don't we fucking do something for them? We'll record something and send it to them, and all four of their listeners will viewers will see it. They work for that guy, Joel, Soul Joel Productions.
Is that? I don't know.
You don't know. Sure, I don't know. They call them most of the guys in the business call them Soul A-hole Productions. So
yeah,
I don't know. I've sort of avoided it. So all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hit the record button. So
yeah,
we'll start recording this, and then we'll send them whatever bullshit we come up with. Okay, dude.
Whatever.
All right, man. I'll see you, and I'll see you at the headliners convention because we won't see them there. That's for
we
sure.
will not see them there. They will not be in attendance. Yeah.
Pats, go Pats.
Go Pats, man.
Did you know there's a headliners convention?
I've never been invited. How did he know you were showing your Giants underwear too? Dude, that was like getting shot at by a machine gun.
Oh my God. And how about we never thought to call Cotter to give us a video? That was so funny, man. Dude, that was hysterical.
First of all, how do they know about the hookers and dead puppies in my basement?
Well, I told them. Oh. But that's one of my favorite stories. But how flattering was that?
That I want that played at my funeral.
Oh my God. You know what I think we need to do? I think that we need on Facebook every couple of days put out one of these
individually. You know? And
because I everybody really put a lot of effort into killing you and me, man.
Jesus. If I know. They put say that much the Irish and we should cook, ask for money.
Not if you look at Richie.
They insulted the entire Irish culture with you.
He's killing my mother. Oh, that was so good.
I hope everybody is watching.
Wow.
You know, screw you and I. They should be watching this for these videos.
Oh, I'm saying we should just do the videos. You and I suck on this.
We're basically VJs for rock stars.
All right. We got one more.
We're down to the last video.
And we got
to
get out of here, man. This is too much.
This is a very long episode.
My ego can't handle it.
Anybody who's still watching, thank you for tuning in. We're at an hour 18.
Yeah.
And the person we shit on most in this...
On this show.
Aside from Joel, because he's in-house. Joel's in-house. He's allowed.
Aside from Soul A-hole.
So, how great was that? Those two guys, oh... Geez. If they would have had Jackie Flynn on the trio, we could all just...
Oh.
Forget You're about right. doing the show. Let's let them talk and we'll just listen.
I mean, why don't they have a show? Why are we doing a show?
They're so much funnier than us.
Oh my God. I know.
It's not fair. Why would they give people from Boston any kind of fucking talent? we shit on this guy the most. He writes for us. He helps us with things. Anytime we're in a bind, we can go to him.
Yes.
Even though we shit on him.
We adore him.
Nonstop. You shit on the ones you love the most.
He's the one equal friend to both of us.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the best highlights of my career was he wrote a play, which we talk about a lot, The Boom.
Yeah.
And you directed it, and you guys put me in the play.
Yeah.
And I had such a great time. And
he wrote the part and we discussed it. It was for you, but we still were begging you to audition.
Yes, you are. I was driving you guys crazy. And it turned out to be one of the best times of my life and such a great role. And it's such a great play, The Boom. And we had so much fun and such. And we give this guy shit so much, but yet
love.
he writes for both of us. He kills for both of us. He apparently made a video. I'm very afraid of this video because I'm thinking he's got a chance to really get us back this here. If he wants
payback.
Yeah,
folks. Yeah. Vinny Nardiello.
Vinny Nardiello.
Hey, Richie and Mark, congratulations on making it to 101 episodes. I'm down here in the Nardiello family finished basement. Isn't it beautiful? And I'm practicing for when I get the call to be back on the show, right? I'm doing some rehearsals down here. Watch. Hey, bro, remember that time in 1978 I was the funniest comic on Staten Island? I got to meet Norm Crosby. Let me tell you about all those times I shit my pants. There's like 50 of them. It's dead on, right? It's amazing. I'm ready to go. Give me a call. Give me a call. Give him a call. Give him a call. Give him a call.
Apparently, Vinny's auditioning for the musical version of Back to the Future as Doc Brown. Jesus. The hair, glasses.
He's not treating him well.
Well, he got us back, dude.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm never going to be able to look at you again and not think of those two Sesame Street characters.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I've only shit myself 45 times. He's exaggerating.
Yes, but comedy. Listen, man. Let's bring back Joel and Joey really quick and let's get out of this thing. What's up, boys?
Love you guys.
That was fun.
Great episode. Mic drop.
Yeah. Hey, listen up, guys. Thank you for being supportive to us over the last couple of years. Thank you for being with us now during the pandemic. Hopefully we got 100, we got 1,000 coming. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
That's great storytelling.
Last call. Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.